From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi officials say a suicide bomb blast in Baghdad has killed at least 13 wounded, dozens of others. The bomber set off his explosives at the entrance of a busy market today in a mainly Shiite district. There has been no claim of responsibility, although the Islamic State has carried out similar attacks targeting Shiites. Suspect in the deadly bombing at the airport in the U.S. state of Florida has been charged with what is called an act of violence resulting in death. 26-year-old Esteban Santiago is an Iraq War veteran, accused of killing five people and wounding six others. George Pirro is the FBI agent in charge of the investigation into why Santiago opened fire in the airport's baggage claim area.
We are conducting interviews and investigative leads in numerous locations, not only here in South Florida, but really throughout several other locations in the United States.
The airport shut down after Friday's attack, reopened gradually on Saturday with reports of security delays and long lines. Ivory Coast president says a deal has been reached to end an army mutiny that renewed security concerns, even though the deal appeared shaky at times. Alisson Ouattara said he agreed to take into account the claims of the soldiers concerning bonuses, improvement to their living conditions, and the way that they work. Analysts had predicted the government would offer payoffs to defuse the crisis, as they did with soldiers staging a similar revolt in 2014. This is VOA News. Huge explosion ripped through the center of a rebel-held border town in northern Syria, killing more than 40, many of those civilians displaced by months of conflict that devastated large parts of the nearby city of Aleppo. No immediate claim of responsibility. That blast coinciding with a fragile nationwide ceasefire brokered in late December by Syria, Russia, and Turkey. Taliban has dismissed American plans to send an extra 300 troops to Afghanistan's southern Helmand province as nothing but an attempt to lend morale. Meantime, senior American diplomat Thomas Shannon has assured Afghan leaders that Washington's commitment to their country will continue under the incoming administration of President-elect Donald Trump. Shannon was in Kabul, where he met with President Ashraf Ghani. He later told reporters the purpose of his visit was to underscore the strong partnership between the two countries.
I can assure you that our purpose and intention here is enduring, it's sustainable, and it's long-term.
Around 8,500 American troops are in Afghanistan, training, advising, and assisting local forces in their battle against the resurgent Taliban. High-rise concrete buildings and the busy streets below are obvious signs of a growing economy in Cambodia, but this is hardly the most industrialized nation, and in the capital, Phnom Penh, there is a huge air pollution problem. Environmentalist Julien Jacot says the air pollution problem in Phnom Penh alone is due to traffic, construction, and the dust blowing in from the countryside. Cambodian Environment Minister Saisam Al.
There's more things that need to be done, need to be accomplished, right? Take that criticism, but I think they have to look at our effort as well, and they have to look at our present condition, social and economic condition of Cambodia.
As the Cambodian economy grows, car imports, for instance, have risen steeply, causing more congestion and pollution, and the country is experiencing construction growth. An official with the U.S. consulate in Guadalajara, Mexico, has been shot and wounded. Authorities are trying to identify the suspect. No motive known for that shooting. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is offering a $20,000 reward for information leading to the suspect's arrest. Mario Soares, a former prime minister and president of Portugal, who helped steer that country toward democracy after a 1974 military coup, has died. He was 92. His broad popularity brought him two consecutive five-year terms as president, in fact, the first civilian president in 60 years. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.